Siberia. Until 4 days ago, Krask 8 had been a long-forgotten maintenance installation outside the Arctic town of Krask, a facility where political prisoners had been forced to work. There were hundreds of such facilities dotted around the former Soviet Union, giant, ugly, oil-stained monoliths which before 1991 had formed the industrial heart of the USSR, but which now lay dormant, left to rot in the snow, the ghost towns of the Cold War. But 2 days ago, on October 24, all that had changed. A team of 30 well-armed Islamic Chechen terrorists had taken over Krask 8 and announced to the Russian government that they intended to fire 4 SS-18 nuclear missiles on Moscow, missiles that had simply been left in their silos with the fall of the Soviets in 1991, unless Russia withdrew its troops from Chechnya and declared the breakaway republic an independent state. A deadline was set for 10 a.m. local time today, October 26. The fact that Krask 8 was something more than a relic of the Cold War was also news to the Russian government. After some investigation of long-sealed Soviet records, the terrorists' claims had proven to be correct. It turned out that Krask 8 was a secret the old communist regime had failed to inform the new government about during the transition to democracy. It did indeed house 16 SS-18 nuclear-tipped intercontinental ballistic missiles.